Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Howard Company's Branding, Signage, and Technology Podcast. Today, I am joined by Nick from our install group and Todd from our engineering group, and we are going to talk about the role of first impressions and when the guest experience really begins. So before we dive into that topic, just want to remind you that to subscribe to our YouTube channel in order to get these podcast episodes as soon as they're released, and then just stay on up to date with everything that we're sharing as the Howard Company. So, welcome, guys. I appreciate you joining me.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
So, I mentioned role of first impressions in regards to branding, signage, and technology. I kind of want to get your feel on it from both your personal experience of when you guys go out to restaurants, convenience stores, banks, but also in your particular roles, what you see. So, just kind of going to open it up. How do exterior branding elements affect your decision to drive into the parking lot, or if you're at a gas station or you're at the pump, to enter the convenience store?
Well, I think that there's definitely like a psychology to it. Like, you see a lot of red and yellow with all of these like fast quick service brands. So those are very emotional colors that kind of drive a response from somebody as they're driving by. So I think that can definitely have a huge impact. And I think it comes down to like a busy logo also could shake somebody, as opposed to something more concise and clear. So I think all kinds of stuff like that can affect your first impression with the business.
Yeah.
I like a clean look, you know. I like it to, you know, I feel like you're walking into a clean establishment that you're not going to get sick from their food, you know. And Just having that vibe of a healthy restaurant or top notch food.
Yeah.
I think there is a part of it, because for the most part, I would say people have a destination. I don't know about you guys, if you're driving, you're like, oh, that restaurant looks good, I'm gonna pull over and get something to eat. Mm-hmm. But I would say, you know, DVLED signs on the side of the road where there's motion involved with the technology. And then obviously branding elements as well in the windows and whatnot. So at what point does it become just another storefront to an invitation to come in, though?
I think when it comes to the invitation to come in, it needs to be something that is going to evoke an emotion from somebody when they're driving by. It's got to be eye-catching. It's got to be something that kind of stands out from the rest. So you want to make sure that your brand is definitely differentiated enough from a McDonald's, a Hardee's, a Burger King, something like that.
Yeah. And then at what point, maybe Todd, from your personal experience, how much design is too much? You talked about simplicity. Are there some businesses, don't name them, where it's like, it's just too much and you're like, you know, you stay away from it?
Yeah, I actually had this discussion this morning with my group, and there is such thing as too much. There's too much motion, too much activity. Like, you wouldn't want all your indoor signage to be digital and moving and flipping and too, you know, overwhelming. I think simplicity and showcasing you know, different items on your menu and stuff like that is really important. A lot of times I'm picking from a picture, not a description. So I think those types of elements can be helpful as well.
Nice. So before we dive too far into this conversation, if you guys can just give a brief description as to what you do with our company, what you do in the install team, and what you do in the engineering team.
Yeah, sure. So I'm Nick. I work in the install department, and we handle everything from the quote to the final turnkey solution of the elements that we're going to be installing at each location. So we kind of are the main touch point of how the project keeps moving within the company. And then I'm also coordinating with third-party vendors and making sure that the site is prepped according to what needs to be in place for our equipment. Nice.
My name is Todd. I'm a project manager and engineer here at the Howard Company. We're tasked with, obvious project management, seeing things come in from you know, from cradle to grave, and then creating standardized products that will be, you know, sold as a standard offering. Also, the engineering aspect, we do a lot of design work and custom signage and customer-specific applications.
So, Todd, you just mentioned that you're involved in a lot of the products go out the door, the design of them, especially the custom projects. Nick mentioned that in order for people to feel invited into a storefront, there has to capture their emotion somehow. Mm-hmm. How do you engineer for emotion and not just functionality?
Oh, boy. That's a hard one. I think a lot of the emotion comes from maybe the more graphics materials more than the mechanical aspect of it. Obviously, we want our signage, our drive-thrus to be clean, and we want them to be long-lasting, you know, to give that look. I mean, if you drive through a drive-thru and you're, you know, everything's all rusty and falling apart and looks dingy, it gives you that kind of vibe for the restaurant itself. But I think a lot of that emotional aspect comes from the actual designs and logos, the color variations that comes from our graphics department.
Nice. And then, Nick, from your perspective as an install manager, for how of an impact is poor placement or lighting? How does that ruin great signage if not installed correctly?
Well, I mean, if we have a canopy placed haphazardly in front of a menu board, you're not going to be able to see what's on the menu board. So everything kind of has to have that forethought of visibility and making sure the line of sight is not obstructed. And also, you want to make sure that the lights are effectively illuminating the graphics that are in the panels. So it's all different types of stuff that goes into it, but mainly for my point of view, it's line of sight, making sure nothing's obstructed.
Yeah, I would say definitely the slightest angle of some of these menu boards in the drive-thru. That's something I've learned just being on site at some of these installs is, you know, if a preview board is not slightly slanted, you know, it's not going to draw as much of an impact mm-hmm. as if it's just face on. So, there is a question I want to throw out there. It is more of a design question, but maybe from your guys' personal experience. So the designs that we roll out the door, are there consistent themes or designs that make you think, wow, they'll grab somebody's attention, especially if they're in a moving car driving by?
Well, you don't want us naming names, correct?
Right.
Well, yeah, there's definitely certain companies that do it very well. But I think that the big thing is making sure it's readable at a distance, and you know, you don't want it to be too busy with how much is going on within the graphic, because if there's too much going on, people are just going to keep moving.
Some digital signage I think is a really nice upgrade for certain customers. When I'm driving past a place that has, you know, digital drive-through menu boards, I think it gives a vibe of a well-oiled establishment, and again, you know, quality food. And I think that maybe a little bit of motion added in there, maybe a little bit of graphics. Some people have a steaming cup of coffee or stuff like that. I think that just adds a little bit of touch to the experience.
Yeah. We have a lot of solutions that seem to be a competitive advantage. Like, I don't see a lot of our competitors doing some of these things that we're producing and engineering. What is maybe one product that we offer, and it could be for indoor or outdoor, we haven't talked much about the indoor, that you would suggest a brand to look more into, especially if they want to keep customers coming back?
In terms of static boards where it's not digital, I like what we've been doing with our logons. And on our merchandisers, it creates a pop for the customer, so it kind of jumps off the page for them, and that's just including a foam block behind the graphic and sticking it onto our merchandisers that hang from the main menu board, and really gives a little bit more of that visual element that customers could be going for at a cost that is kind of more comfortable for somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, I would go with AI ordering. I think, you know, it's not for everybody, but I think that's going to be the future. And as far as productivity and efficiency, I think that is going to be, like, the cutting edge over the next probably 15, 20 years.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Have you experienced it out in the field? I know that we test a lot here.
No, I have not out in the field. But, yeah, absolutely, we test quite a bit here without naming names.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate you having this conversation, short and to the point, which is good. I do think that, you know, it is so hard to get people that are driving by to really stop and come into your business. And I have these conversations with Kevin with C-Stores about, you know, if they're at the gas pump, how do you get them to walk into the store to buy more? And of course, after that first impression, it turns into how do you keep them as a loyal customer going forward. So I appreciate your perspective from it. We haven't had too many conversations with the engineer and install team, so it's good to see just different perspectives. Now, on the podcast, both of you are new to this, but we do end with a fun get-to-know-you question so that our listeners can get to know our team a little bit more. So the one I thought about for this episode was, what is your Mount Rushmore of fall foods and drinks?
No, you go. You go. I'm going to give it some thought.
Well, I think a lot of businesses have really latched onto the pumpkin spice latte, so I would say that that is probably the number one. And then I really like, mine are probably going to be mostly circling around coffee because that's the main thing I go out for. Yeah. So a maple cinnamon type of drink. I think that really captures the fall vibes that a lot of people are wanting when they go out and get a drink in the fall. And honestly, I don't know that there's too much else for me because I cook a lot at home.
Any foods? Or even, like, if you cook at home, like, this doesn't necessarily have to be, like, you have to go out to a restaurant and get it.
Well, stuffing, for sure. That's my favorite thing on the Thanksgiving table, for sure. And I do like incorporating pepitas in a lot of dishes. So the pumpkin seeds that you can put on salads or anything like that.
Cool.
So this doesn't have to anything.
Right.
Fall foods, you know, going from fall into winter, I'm a big fan of a rib roast, you know.
Nice.
The smell, you know, when it's in your house, you know, reminds me of Christmas, and it just brings me back to that place. Again, you know, pumpkin spice anything. I'm one of those. I do like the pumpkin spice, you know, so I'd have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Are you guys more of a iced coffee or hot coffee?
I mean, depends on the weather outside. If it's 90 degrees, there's no way I'm getting
a hot coffee. At what point does it go from iced coffee to warm?
I'd say the cutoff's probably like 60 degrees for me. Like if once it's pretty high above stuff. Or below. For me, I mean, I'm not from here too, so.
Yeah.
Warm coffee all day.
Yeah.
Yep. It gotta be hot.
I would say my four are chili, s'mores, hot chocolate, and like the apple cider donuts or anything from
Well done. Well done.
So I had time to think of these because I had more questions. But, well, thank you for joining me. Again, if you'd like to stay on top of everything that we released from the Howard Company, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's just the Howard Company. But thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.